You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Ross Briley with you on this edition, looking at races at Goodwood, Haydock and Carlisle on Friday. There's also action at Brighton, Wolverhampton and Stratford to look forward to. Throughout the course of Friday, you'll hear myself with Rory Delaghi and Paddy Aspel in the William Hill Racing Radio studio, if you so wish. But before all of that, I'm joined by a man who has been part of the Racing Radio family for quite some time now, despite the fact that he's still moderately young in spirit. how long have you been here now, Ross? It's Ross Briley, by the way, everybody.
Hello, I'm Ross. I'm Ross Briley. I'm young in spirit, at least. Mm. Although I am going, I'm nowhere near your grey level of greyness.
I'm 24 and have more grey hair than most 40-year-olds, I would say.
Yeah.
And you're 30-20,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, 30-20.
29?
I'm 30-20. Oh, I wish I was 29. I'm 32.
Are you older than Dave Kilner?
No, he's older than me.
Who's just turned 30 then? Someone else in the office. Fine.
I have absolutely no idea, mate.
Okay. But you're 32.
I am 32 years old now, yeah.
Heck.
I've been in here for a decade? In fact, 10-year anniversary maybe this year. Crikey. Maybe last year. I might have missed it.
It's all right. We'll do something for your 25th.
No one will do anything for anyone.
Oh.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. You don't care about me, Alex.
I care ever so slightly.
you do.
As much as I have to.
Yeah, that is true.
But
I am, you're right. I am young. I am both young at heart and physically sound.
And we were talking off air a little bit earlier. You've got a lovely shirt on today as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It always helps. It's what do you call that? Checkered,
I'd say
flannel.
Yeah, maybe flannel. Yeah,
it's not tartan, is it?
No, it's not. Blue and white check. Yeah, got it from a shop that looks very much like a shop that only does women's clothes.
Okay.
And then I was told that actually it does do men's clothes, and I went downstairs and I was like, "This is lovely.
Wow,
it's delightful." Called Joy in town. There you go. You know what? The revelation. I'm a small and skinny fit. I'm buying small and skinny fit these days.
That's how much you've changed in the 10 years.
It is. It's amazing what happens when you're 2.5 stone lighter than you used to be.
Well, following your career trajectory, which I am doing so far, I am set for a weight decrease.
You are set for a renaissance.
I have basically done exactly what you've done.
Yeah.
Which was arrive here as a fresh-faced, skinny individual, enjoy many of the local takeaways that Leeds has to offer.
Yeah. Comfortable in your environment.
And then go, oh, I better do something about this.
Yeah. I actually thought, and this is entirely serious, that this is going to sound weird, but when you first came to William Hill, I was like, oh, he reminds me a bit of me. You had this, you had interesting angles, and you seemed to be interested in trying to, you know, a lot of people come in and they start talking about racing, and they're like, yeah, I really fancy the favourite, and I've had a favourites treble, whereas you would always have something up your sleeve.
Yeah, something a bit different.
And I thought there was
normally wrong.
Yeah, but But once you've worked out all the wrong angles, you narrow it down to the right angles.
That is true.
I've said this before. I've said, people say, how do you become a successful gambler? And I've said, just persistence.
Mm-hmm.
Like with anything, you've just got to hang in there long enough to learn how to do it.
Well, that's the thing as well. It's less thinking outside the box. It's more watching the box and figuring out exactly what's happening inside the box.
There's a lot of times when I have thought outside the box, and there's certain things you hold on to over the years. There's certain things you'll have thought and you'll have said out loud and you'll have backed horses based on that logic, and you'll realise afterwards you were an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of those things that have worked out and are now very much part of my armoury.
Would you like a fun stat?
I'd love a fun stat, Alex.
It's not that fun, to be honest, but it's a stat nevertheless.
Oh, why did you put fun in front of it then?
Just trying to tell it a bit.
Okay, to the kids.
Yeah. Over 18s, obviously. The Stall one at Wolverhampton, over 6 furlongs in handicaps.
It's appalling.
0 from 102, I believe now. Maybe 0 from 101, maybe 102. There you are. It's a fun fact.
It's not much better. It's not much better. Over 7, there was a horse called Art Echo ran the other day. Got smashed, nearly smashed in the through the rails.
But yeah, so there you go. Just something to bear in mind. There's no racing at Wolverhampton on Friday, unfortunately. But just something to bear in mind on Friday.
Yep.
I'm looking at Thursday. That's why there is. I've already mentioned that. Is there a 6 furlong handicap?
There's several.
Oh heavens!
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Well, there you go. We could be in for a trend booker.
Admittedly, the vast majority of the horses drawn in box one are fairly clueless.
There's only one in 6 furlong in a 6 furlong race, though. There's only 1 6 furlong race on the Wolverhampton card. That's the 2 o'clock on Friday. Cosmic Sky.
Oh, yes, that is true. Yeah.
Is drawn in stall one on that occasion. But anyway, just something to bear in mind. Andrew Mount, I think, is the one who's made us aware of that.
Andrew Mount is a. Do you know, sometimes, the other day I text him, I was walking through Leeds and I had a thought, and I just, every now and then I'd take out my phone and go, Andrew, here's an idea, test this out for me, will you? Mm-hmm. This one was 2-year-olds who finish second or third on their debut and go off favourite.
Okay.
Because my reckoning is that they don't, that they get flattered by the finishing second and third.
Yes.
And that horses in behind learn more for the next time out and they are massively underpriced.
Put it this way, how often do you see a horse going, if you just look solely at form figures, quite a lot of the time you will see 2-2.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Or 3-2. Something like that.
Yeah, because they knew enough on debut to finish second and they know exactly the same next time out.
Whereas if you see a 9-2, I'd be much more inclined to back that next time because it's clearly learning.
Yep.
Anyway, just things that you notice. Yes, go on, you were saying.
But it was, if you backed them all, returning 21 days or sooner, you would lose £71. But you would be, if you opposed them via several means, you'd be 4.2% up.
Oh, wow.
Which is actually quite good for...
Yeah, it's not too bad, yeah.
...for opposing them. So, anyway, but Andrew Mann is a joy with that.
I was going to say, let's talk about horses now. We have been talking... It's been a different start to the podcast. It's been almost different punting angles.
Well, this is how a podcast should be, isn't it?
Yes.
Two people chatting about something they enjoy in a fairly casual way. I mean, we've lost the ties in the TV studio now. We're going down... Fine. And this happens at William Hill. I find I am a pioneer, a visionary... and for years I'll say something and then I'll give up on it and then eventually once I've given up on it people will bring it in.
And were you part of the No Tie Brigade?
I said why do we look like accountants and bankers when we're...
It's not Cockney rhyming slang that, is it?
It's not.
No, okay.
Could be. Definitely could be.
If you go into a William Hill betting shop now you will see our pundits there without ties and it looks very relaxed. I'm looking at Sean Quinn now as we speak. Sean Quinn looks resplendent.
He does.
Got a lovely handkerchief.
It's a lovely midnight blue with a handkerchief in his pocket. That shirt fits wonderfully. And, of course, Luke Elder, who is a...
he's also there.
He is a fetus in his dad's suit.
He's only young, isn't he?
He is really young, isn't he? I keep forgetting
Luke's younger than I am. I know. Anyway, that's sort of a nice introduction to the podcast. We've discussed ways of punting, suits... Ross's lovely shirt and Andrew Mount. What more could you want?
That's it. I don't want to talk about the races. That's just...
There is actually some good racing to look forward to on Friday. It's not the best that we've seen in recent weeks. Well, if you go back a week, for example, we were looking forward to the Oaks on this podcast. We've got nothing of that sort of quality, but we've still got some decent racing. I must confess, I've lost the first race. Was it the 340 at Carlisle?
Yes.
The 340 at Carlisle is a filly's handicap over almost 6 furlongs. I will just say, 2 clear on Friday comes from Carlisle and Goodwood here at William Hill. So 340 at Carlisle, filly's handicap, and... A few of these arrive here in decent nick. The unknown quantity, if you like, is Spin Doctor, who's not unknown and is actually seeking a hat-trick, but hasn't been seen now for over 200 days. And how fit this one is will surely determine what price the rest of them go off.
Yeah, she's my pick, Spin Doctor. I very much liked her last year. Really got the... She's another one of these horses who had a successful debut and looked likely to go on and have a very successful season, but lost its way in much better races. Ran behind Brave Anna in the Albany. Ran behind Stablemate the Wagon Wheel in a big field handicap at York. Just got swamped by much better horses. Bearing in mind it won its maiden in May, it then ran 3 times during the summer, and clearly they thought, we need to just take our time with this. She was then given a bit of time to gather her stride once again. And once she'd been dropped to a workable mark, she won really well at Newcastle and then at Sutherland last time out. They were, and I realise that I'm transferring all weather form to the turf here, but they were very, very good figures for what looked fairly average races. And she looks like, again, she's another filly who, that early ability wasn't realised, but they've done it right with her. They haven't completely blown her brains. They've given her the time to recover. So, yeah, I think Spin Doctor is very interesting. Partisha's going to be well backed, most likely go off favourite. Was a little bit unfortunate, didn't get the run of the race at Chester, and the first two have come out and won since Copper Knight bolted up at York, and Evergate won the other day as well. Love Island I'm a bit against. I didn't think that was a particularly good race at Newcastle, albeit the turf form before that was pretty good. But yeah, I thought Spin Doctor was a potential improver here. As you said, fitness taken on trust, but she did win first time out last year, and Fahey's in great nick.
I was just going to make a point about Love Island that wouldn't have been correct. The horse has followed up a win once before, but Love Island is one of those horses that typically is pretty consistent without, well, when it does get its head in front, you wouldn't expect it to follow up. But as I said, it has done it before, does carry the penalty here, but it's Spin Doctor who gets the nod for Ross in that one. And Spin Doctor, by the way, I think the sire of Spin Doctor, Mason, is very, not underrated, but just a very, very solid.
No, I think it is underrated, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying, again, that was another one of my messages this morning, racing messages via WhatsApp, saying, can we buy a Mason, please?
They're just really solid and dependable and everything that you really want. But anyway, Spin Doctor gets the nod in the 3:40 from Carlisle. We'll turn our attention to Haydock now in the 7:25. Got a listed contest coming up on Friday evening. It's the Achilles Stakes over 5 furlongs and a number of intriguing contenders in this. The absentee already we know is Garain. Henry de Bromhead's raider will not be raiding, does not run. And we've got plenty that we know plenty about here. The likes of Monsieur Joe and Soir de Lowe and others that don't rhyme with that. Where are we looking with this? It's quite a trappy affair. But if we can keep the 8 runners, at least potential for an each way bet in this.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with a horse I'm going to consistently back this over the next few starts. And it might not be today. It's not necessarily ideal today, to be fair, but Soir de Lowe is a horse who I think will definitely pop up at some point. He improved markedly last season. Started life off a mark of 86 and improved 10 pounds and won 3 handicaps. I mean, he's one of these. I'd love to own a horse like this that will take you to your Haydocks, your Sandowns, your Goodwoods.
Tough, resilient.
Yeah.
You can run him plenty of times. He's not always going to win. He's not always going to run especially well, but you'll still get your value from him.
Yeah, and at some point, like last season, he'll pop up in a 30 grand handicap at Doncaster, win by a short head, and that's the, you know, your season made, isn't it?
And Tony Hamilton gets on really well with this one as well.
And also, just raced at York on its last two starts, and I just don't particularly think York's its track. It's it couldn't go with Copper Knight, but still plugged on for fifth. And again, they went too fast for it when Duke of Firenze won as well. Both those form lines look rock solid. Course and distance winner, the only one in the field. Got a bit to find on ratings, admittedly. And Final Venture did run really well last time we saw him over at Haydock behind Priceless in much stronger company than this. But yeah, I thought Soir de Lowe, it's just a horse I want to stick on the right side of after showing at York. And took 4 or 5 runs to get off the mark last season as well. So it's clearly one of those horses who runs itself into form.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm just looking through the career of Soir de Lowe. I think I'm right in saying the horse has won 6 times in its career. And 5 of those wins have been in races with 10 or less runners.
Yes.
Of, I think, 13 times that it's ran in races like that. That's purely just off the top of my head trying to do maths while we're talking. But
well, it does tend to get up there and roll from the front.
And
it's got plenty of early pace.
Yeah. Obviously, if there's horses trying to compete with it in a 20-runner field, it can be more difficult.
So. Albeit, there are Ornate and Final Venture do have plenty of early pace here, so there is that slight concern.
Soir de Lowe, though, the only course and distance winner in the lineup, gets the nod. Main Danger?
Probably Final Venture, given how well he shaped it here at Haydock last time out.
Okay, but Soir de Lowe gets the nod in the 7:25, the Achilles Stakes. Move to Goodwood now for the 7:40, another 2-clear opportunity coming up here. 10 runners go to post for a handicap over 1.6 miles. I love these kind of races at Goodwood. I think they are, I don't want to say easy, because that sounds like I'm making a mockery of the game.
You're a disgrace.
But I do like the fact that you can basically just say this one has a very solid chance. I am very committed to this one. That said, in this race, there's no real standout as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot of horses that are nearly horses.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair enough. But it might be enough to put a smile on Jimmy Millman's face.
Oh, no.
If Champagne Champ wins.
Okay. Right up at the top.
Yeah, Jim Crowley's a good booking. Two good runs this season. In defeat at Newbury and Newcastle. Tried to make all the running at Newbury, which is very difficult to do. And then tried to do exactly the same at Newcastle. Basically, run at two tracks where you just do not want to front run.
Mm.
But has persisted in front running and run into progressive types, including Rainbow Dreamer, who's fresh from hurdling, and Fly Me to the Stars, who's won three times as Smart Prescott and looks a right old improver. So I think, given the way the races have been running, he's had absolutely no chance, yet still run well. I mean, I wouldn't exactly go crazy for front runners at Goodwood either, necessarily, and this is quite a good race. But few of these are out of sorts, I'd say. Parliamentarian's likely to be interesting. First-time cheek pieces for Charlie Appleby's charge. Disappointed at Haydock and his return, but that was on very fast ground. But Champ beat that at Salisbury last year, although he's an unexposed four-year-old. And Sam Missile would intrigue as well. You get the feeling he hasn't quite had things go to plan on his two starts this season. He couldn't quite get to Fadawi at Doncaster, and he was sent off favourite at Hamilton. But he got beat by a few Scottish horses who looked him in the eye and said, "You ain't coming up here and taking this valuable prize, mate." So, but Champagne Champ looks absolutely rock solid for me, and as I said, has been running against the grain on his two starts.
I'm just going to throw one at you.
Do it.
Mr. Khalid, the least exposed in the lineup, and last time I was in the Racing Race radio studio was with Paddy Aspel, and he gave a positive word for this one. Ran behind Wadigor, didn't actually run that well in the end on that occasion, but remains unexposed. Anything to suggest that Mr. Khalid could be poking his nose back in front here?
Yeah, did a very good figure at Windsor when winning on fast ground, but as you said, yeah, things didn't go to plan at Kempton, but was never in a particularly good position on that occasion, so has soft ground form as well.
Dangerous to discount.
Agreed.
The final race we're going to focus on is the 850 from Goodwood. 6 furlongs, the trip for this filly's handicap. And plenty of unexposed types in here. There's also plenty of horses with decent recent form. The likes of Incentive and also Zambezi Queen. They're standouts. Should we start with Zambezi Queen here?
I think we'll start and finish.
Okay.
With Zambezi Queen, who impressed me immensely when winning at Chepstow. Yes, she was potentially in the right position on the track, but she recorded a very good figure, and she quick and clear like a good un. I think there's a lot more to come from her. She's up to a 0-70, but I don't think that should necessarily stop her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there wasn't too much in here to necessarily worry about. The one I would worry about would be Global Alexander, who showed some good form in maidens. Things didn't go to plan at all at Leicester on handicap debut. But that was a day where being low drawn and prominent was very much a favoured tactic, and Global Alexander was not where she needed to be. So that would be a danger. But yeah, very much like the way Zambezi Queen went about things.
And Bombay Dream as well for William Haggis. Cheap piece for the first time in a handicap. The market, you'd imagine, will be interesting. But the market for Haggis horses, if you're not on early, you tend to miss out, don't you?
Well, they go for silly prices, don't they?
Yeah. It wouldn't be any surprise to see Bombay Dream go off really short here and leave a bit of value for others.
Yeah, because Zambezi Queen is a fairly, Paul Cole, David Probert combination would not attract the same amount of interest.
No, you wouldn't have thought so. But form-wise, certainly deserves to be up there. Right, can you just spin us through your four fancies for Friday, please?
I can indeed. Spin Doctor in the 340 at Carlisle. Soir de Lowe in the 7.25 at Haydock, Champagne Champ in the 7.40 at Goodwood, and Zambezi Queen in the 8.50 at Goodwood.
Thank you very much for joining me, Ross.
You're welcome. Shake my hand, Alex.
It's been an absolute pleasure. And we'll catch up with you soon.
See
Enjoy
you
all of the racing on Friday, Ross, and the same to you, listeners. And we'll be back tomorrow. I say we'll be back. It'll be Mark Walton and Rory DeLaghi looking ahead to the best of Saturday's racing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.